Come to sit at the edge of your seat with your hands in your lap. And make sure that you're not inclined to look at your screen. So however you do it, you're not focused on your screen, but I do want you to open your eyes and just notice where your horizon is, meaning which way are your eyes pointing, and you might notice if you're facing a wall in your room or something like that, you might notice what you're looking at on that wall. Because as we do the lesson today, that might change a little bit. And as you're gazing out, just notice, scan through your jaws, your throat, the sides of your neck, the back of your neck, your shoulders, your arms and hands. And you might find that just by sensing those areas, some tension pours away. And that pouring away of tension might actually change the angle of your head a little bit and the angle of your gaze. Sense the movements of your breath in your chest. Your upper back, your armpits. Sense the movements of your breath in your belly, in your low back. Is there a little bit of movement in your pelvis? Maybe, maybe not. Sometimes the pelvis rocks a little bit with the breath. Sometimes it's quite stable, but you might feel a little bit of movement in the pelvic floor around your genitals if you really quiet yourself and sense what's happening. And also those movements are very subtle, so you may not sense them. How do you feel your legs this morning? Your feet? Are the soles of your feet awake to the sensation of the floor? You've done a very methodical kind of scan now from top to bottom. Just take in as much of yourself in one sensory glance as you can. How much of yourself is available to you to fill your attention at once? Without judgment, right? We're just curious. We're opening our curiosity. We're practicing from the very beginning a quality of kindness in the way that we look at ourselves and move ourselves. Okay. Some of you have closed your eyes. So go ahead and open your eyes again. And now, very slowly turn to look from one side to the other, slowly, just feeling for how smoothly is it possible to scan across your room. If it's nicer for you to imagine that you're at the top of a mountain scanning across the mountain range in front of you, or at the beach, looking at the sky and the sea. If that's nicer for you, you could imagine those things. Just looking for how much smoothness is there in the movement. Is it smoother in one direction or the other? You may find that there's a greater range of motion in one direction. And I'm curious for you to notice if you move more smoothly in the direction to which you move more, you have a greater range, or do you move more smoothly in the other direction? Can you pay attention to these things and breathe at the same time? Yeah. Okay. Now, just pause a moment. You can close your eyes. And then, and as always, you don't have to have your eyes closed at any time, right? It's just, some of you were maybe looking for a way of resting. And so you, since we had eyes open for a little while, I invited you to close eyes, but you can work however you want. Now, place your right hand on your right thigh and your left hand on your left thigh. And begin to slide your right hand forward towards your right knee and your left hand back towards your left hip. And then reverse that. Slide your right hand back to your right hip and your left hand forward to your left knee. And do that several times. Now, of course, there's lots of ways of doing this. And many of you have been in these lessons before, so you have ways of thinking about it, right? Let's do this movement to begin with, with the gaze forward and the chest just resting in its way, pointing forward. So feel where the movement happens when you slide your hands this way without moving much along your spine or your central axis. Feel where the movement happens. Is it in your shoulders? Is it in your elbows? Do you feel your wrists bending? And enjoy the sensation of caressing your thighs with your palms. So notice if there's any extra work in your hands that you might let go of. And then begin to allow your shoulders to turn as your right hand comes forward. Your right shoulder comes forward, and as at the same time, your left hand comes back and your left shoulder comes back. And then you switch, and obviously the shoulders turn the other way. And just let what wants to happen in your head happen. Let what wants to happen happen. So you're allowing your shoulders to turn now. And most of you are turning your head in the same direction that your shoulders turn, but not everybody. And just feel, what is it that you're doing? There's no right answer. What is it that you're doing? Okay. Now, open your eyes and think about looking side to side and using this sliding of your hands that invites the turning of your shoulders to help you look from one side to the other. So you're thinking about looking. You might be scanning around your room, looking at the objects on your walls and on your dresser or your desk or wherever you are. Or you might be imagining looking out in some natural environment, perhaps a field with some horses in the distance. Seeing, just feel what it's like in your head and neck to see. Okay, let this go. Pause a moment and just come to stand slowly. Take your time, find your way to standing. Feel how you get there. Pause in standing. Close your eyes for a minute if that's not too dizzying. Definitely don't put up with any discomfort. What do you feel is the angle of your gaze? What do you feel is the angle of your gaze? Can you sense the distance between your chin and your chest? the distance between the back of your head and your upper back. Go ahead and open your eyes and notice if you're looking where you expect it to be looking. And then come back to sit at the edge of your seat. And slide your right hand back and your left hand forward and turn to look to the right and stay there a moment. Stay there. Just going to the right. Just feel what that's like to stay there. Good. And then turn your head a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. Just your head. Everything else stays to the right. And you turn your head and your eyes. You could have eyes open or eyes closed. You decide. Head goes a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. That's right. And then keep your gaze turning to the right. Leave your face turned to the right, but slide your hands several times. Right hand comes forward, left back, and then left hand comes forward, right back, allowing your shoulders to move, but you're just keeping your gaze more or less over to the right. That's right. Good. What do you feel in your pelvis? All right. Let that go and come to center and just pause a moment where you feel whatever this new version of center is for you. If you're tired of being at the edge of your seat, you can always make the choice to lean back in your chair for a rest. Sensing your breath down in your belly. Now, once again, at the edge of your seat, slide your right hand back and your left hand forward and turn to look to the right. Do that a couple of times, just to the right. Just to the right. Just feel how that is. And then stay there, turned to the right. That's right. And now make a movement to look down towards your right hip. Make a movement that helps you look towards your right hip and then back out to the horizon again. You're looking down towards the right hip and out to the horizon. How do you feel this movement in your chest? Of course, if your right hip feels like it's not within an accessible range, you don't go that far. It's okay. Feel what happens in your spine. When does it bend? How does it bend? What happens in your pelvis? Is there any shifting of weight across your pelvis? Some of you have done about 15 movements in the time that others have done 4. Okay. Now, just looking out, look up from the horizon a couple of times, or a few, several. So you look from the horizon upward towards maybe where the wall meets the ceiling in your room, and then back to the horizon again. How is this different in your spine than looking down? How is it different in your pelvis, if at all? Okay. All right. Please rest somehow. Lean back or come walk, or some of you are leaning forward. That's fine. Whatever is restful for you. We're very unique, us humans, in the way that our eyes are positioned on our heads. It's mammalian, it's primate, but we uniquely have this ability to hold ourselves upright. I'm reminded about how unique this is by seeing, and there's a lot of birds out my window this morning. And they have their eyes on the sides of their heads, so their vision is very different. Now, come back to sit at the edge of your seat. And we're going to turn to the right again a little bit. So slide your right hand back, your left hand forward. Turn to the right, stay there. If you want to test it a few times, you can. Okay, but you'll stay there a moment. And now, see if you might slide your right hand onto the back of the chair or somewhere next to you on the chair. Is that an option? Can you reach that far? Uh-huh. Good. Okay, just leave your hand there. And now, lift your right sits bone a little bit as you look down at your hip. Lift your right sits bone as you look down on your hip, at your hip, several times, and then look out at the horizon again. You look at the horizon, and then you look down at your lifting hip. Just feel how that is several times. What happens in your spine? The amount of turning that you do is really up to you. So if you're feeling a little aggravated, unturn a little bit. By just a few degrees, it could make a big difference. That's right. Good. Now, the next time you look down, instead of lifting your right hip, lift your left hip. Let's see how that is. Or you might think of it as lifting your buttock or lifting your sits bone. Yeah. What do you do with your left hand, by the way? Is it helpful in some way in helping you balance? Are you gripping at some imaginary bar or support? Can you let the hand relax? Good. Now go back to looking down as you lift the right hip. Just feel how that is. Is there something a little bit simpler about it now? Okay, and pause. Turn forward and pause. Sense your breathing. Is there some sense of a developing difference between the way you feel yourself along your right side compared to your left side? Or what's emerging for you in your attention in this lesson? Once again, slide your hands to help you turn to the right and place your right hand on the seat somehow, if that's possible for you, looking to the right. And now look at the horizon and then lift your right sits bone, lift your right hip and look up away from the horizon. That's right. Do that a couple of times. Slowly. Small. Without struggle, right? So if it feels like the only way I can do this is struggle, then make it smaller. Listen more clearly. What are you doing that could be a little less effortful? Now, the next time you look up, lift your left hip, your left sits bone, your left buttock. So you look forward to the horizon in with your pelvis in neutral, and then you look up, lifting your left buttock. That's right. Good. Now just look down and up along the right side there. Look down and up. And allow your pelvis to move in a way that supports you, looking down and up. You can give it a little bit of an encouragement. So some of you are choosing to lift the right sits bone when you look up. Others of you are lifting the right sits bone as you look down. And both are good movements. Try both. Try both. Could you put yourself in the shoes of that person who's doing it the other way and imagine why that might be nice for them? Okay. Now, when you feel done with that, just pause a moment at the edge of your seat with both hands in your lap, forward. And sense, is there some echo is there some echo through your system that you can feel that lets you know that you've been turning to the right some? For a little while, you've been turning to the right. Is there something left in you that allows you to feel that? And does that stay very clearly, or as you scan through yourself and sense your breathing, does it start to kind of dissolve away like it has a half-life? Now, please come up and take a little walk around your space. Do your two legs feel equally supportive? It may be that you often feel a difference in support between your two legs. Is it a familiar difference, what you're feeling, or is there something a little new right now? Come on back to the edge of your seat. Rest your hands in your lap. Take a moment to notice if the difference that you, any differences or echoes that you had felt of the first half of the lesson before you got up to walk are still there, or if they've dissolved away already. It may be that you don't notice much, and that's fine. Just stay with what's there for you. Now, alternate looking around to the right and around to the left. Just feel how that is, sliding your hands. Is it easier to go rightward? Was it easier in the beginning and now it's even easier than before? Is it less easy maybe than going to the left? Is that new from the beginning of the lesson? The next time that you are turned left, stay turned left. And leave your hands and your shoulders turned, and turn just your eyes a little bit to the, just your eyes. A little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. Just your eyes, not even your head. Just your eyes. Sense your breathing. There's always a kind of sense of stop motion when I ask people to use their eyes. Sense your breathing. You don't have to stop all of the other systems. Just your eyes moving very easily. Smoothing it out. And then go back to alternating, turning to the right, turning to the left. And stop over on the left again. And turn your head a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. Just notice if you have your eyes open or closed as you're doing that. Just notice. You don't have to change. Just notice. What are your eyes doing? And if your eyes are open, close them. If your eyes are closed, open them. Find out how that changes your sense of your movement. You're never going to the farthest edge of your range. It's not interesting, right? You're just feeling the process of the movement. Now, if your eyes are open, close them. So everybody has eyes closed. Continue turning your head. And turn your eyes the opposite direction that your head is going. As your nose turns to the right, your eyes turn to the left. As your nose turns to the left, your eyes turn to the right. You're still slightly turned leftward, and you're doing all of this in the leftward-ish shape. Yeah. Good. Then allow your eyes to go with your head and your shoulders, just turning, sliding the hands. If it feels restful to you to open your eyes rather than keeping them closed, that's up to you. By the way, what happens in your pelvis? And please rest in any way that's comfortable for you. So we humans have this unique feature of both being able to see directly in front of us because we have those predator-oriented eyes in order to be able to have binary focus and see really clearly both far away and near. But we also are able to see 360 degrees around us, like the bird, like the prey eyes, because of the way our head moves and that we're able to stand upright. It's quite powerful, quite a powerful combination. Come on back to the edge of your seat. Just feel how you sit for a moment. Slide your left hand back and your right hand forward. Turn to face the left and stay there, looking out to the left. Place your left hand on your chair. That's right. Looking out at the horizon. Look down towards your left hip and out to the horizon and up towards the sky and out towards the horizon and down towards the earth and out towards the horizon, and so on. Yeah. Again, you can think of it as looking at the things in the room, at yourself, or you could imagine being out of doors. And now allow your pelvis to move in the way that you found was preferable on the other side. Maybe you don't remember exactly the coordination. It doesn't matter. You feel it out. What feels like, when do you want to lift your right sits bone? When you're looking down or when you're looking up, just try it out. And whichever way you find, just stick with it for a little while. Looking down and looking up. And if as you're looking down, you're lifting your left sits bone, that means that as you're looking up, you're lifting your right sits bone and vice versa, right? Go ahead and switch which version, which coordination you're doing. So if you were looking at You're looking down as you lift your left sits bone. Now look down as you lift your right sits bone. Yeah. If it doesn't feel easy to lift a sits bone, just think about swaying on yourself, shifting, pouring your weight more to one side or the other. And when this feels simple and easy, you go back to the first coordination. As you lift, I think for most of you, it means that you're lifting your left sits bone as you look down. But yeah. And as you feel satisfied with this, just find out where does your gaze rest when you're looking for the horizon to the left. Just as you let your pelvis rest, let your gaze rest. Just feel where is the horizon to the left. Turn to look forward. Where is your horizon as you look forward? And please take another rest. Feel free to lean back in your chair, stand, to walk. Come back to the edge of your seat. Place your palms down in your lap. Open your eyes. Just notice where your horizon is now compared to when you first sat. Is it in a slightly different position? Is it a little higher or a little lower than before? Or maybe more what you notice is something else about how your head is balanced at the top of your spine. Now, look around to the right and around to the left just a little bit. See if you might keep your chest quiet for right now. Just see what is available to you simply in without sliding your hands, without turning your shoulders. Just feel if there's some movement in your neck that's a little bit of freer. Now, good. Now go ahead and slide your hands, turn your chest. That's right. Allow that. It's what most of you really wanted to do anyway, right? Yeah. Slide your hands, turn your chest. That's right. And now play with, as you go to the right, look either up or down. So you look not directly across the horizon, but you look somewhere else. And then as you go to the left, you look perhaps in the other way. I want you to be playful. Looking around yourself 360 degrees doesn't mean to go faster. In fact, you might want to go even slower so that you can feel all these different variations and vectors of movement and arcs and circles that you're making. Feel the movements of your pelvis and your spine. That's right. Allow your pelvis to shift. Some of you are sliding your hands on all kinds of interesting places on your legs. That's right. Very nice. Good. I'll sign you all up for my modern dance company. You're hired. Please come to stand. Just stand, just that much. Is your image of yourself a little fuller, a little richer in standing than when you stood at the beginning of the lesson? If you were to pick a word or a short phrase to describe how you experience yourself now, what would that be? Is there a language for it? Go ahead and take a little walk around your space. And we'll finish the lesson there. Thanks for your attention.